G'day everyone, it's Ian here, Ian Cath, as Bernie would say, on all good social networks, and a few others that I've probably joined over the years too that maybe aren't so good, but I've probably even forgotten who they are. How are you today? Things good in your world? Yeah, pretty good here too. It's cooled down a bit. It was pretty nasty a couple of days ago. Friday in particular was really nasty. That hot in the city episode audio boo I did a few back was nothing like what we got to on Friday. It was a pretty revolting day. Don't know exactly what the temperature was around here, but it was around 40 degrees. There were some areas that went to 43. Not good, not good at all. Pretty uncomfortable. A couple of thousand flying foxes have been dropping out of the trees dead, as a matter of fact. And it's a pretty dodgy time for people who are overweight, elderly, infants. I had to go to a shopping centre on Friday and I stepped into the cool of the air conditioning and the place was thronging, absolutely thronging with folk just going to the movies or shopping. But there were also a significant number of people who were just sitting in the cool, sitting on the public chairs there. Many of them overweight, just trying to find some relief from the heat. And I'm sure a lot of them arrive early in the morning at 9 o'clock and stay there all day and just read or mooch around, don't do much at all, but basically just stay cool because they're so distressed in the heat. It really is nasty at times for some people. I'm fortunate it's not that bad, but it was still pretty tough. And then it got a little bit better on Saturday, and I went to a Malonga on Saturday night in one of the local parks in a beautiful gazebo in New Farm Park. And fortunately, there was this beautiful, cool sea breeze coming up the Brisbane River. And it was really quite a beautiful night, even though during the day it was pretty damn hot. And it improved again on Sunday. And now here we are sitting on Tuesday night. It's lovely, mild temperature. It's maybe even just a tad under 20 degrees. And it's just glorious. So I thought I'd come out for a bit of a walk by the river, as is often my wont, and have a chat to a few friends. I don't have anything in particular to say tonight, so if you're after information, you can check out now. But if you just want to hang about and let me have a yarn here, well, thanks for staying. I listened to Bernie's, that's Top Gold on all good social networks, Bernie's audio boo today about, he rebroadcast a conversation that was had by, I can't remember his name, the fellow who started Allison.com. Allison.com is an educational platform. I've never heard of it before. I've heard of Lynda.com, who I am actually currently subscribed to, learning how to drive Final Cut Pro 10 at the moment, yes. A little bit different. Allison's far more professional by the looks of it, aimed at diploma courses and fairly high-end corporate stuff. Interesting, I actually had a quick poke under the bonnet, so to speak, to have a look at what they do. It was fascinating, a really fascinating interview. He said something that I hadn't thought about, which was that basically certification for a lot of understanding, the education you get, could easily be done online, and that's one of the services that Allison.com offers. You can go there and answer 20 questions, and your supervisor or boss can be looking over your shoulder as you answer the questions, and if you answer them in the correct way, it basically certifies you as understanding that topic, whatever it may be. And if the employer, for argument's sake, or the person who is wanting you to consult, if they're happy for the certification to come from anywhere, it doesn't have to come from a particular business school or university that specialises in engineering, they can just take that as, well, you know your stuff, you can come on board. Something I hadn't actually thought about, because for 3 or 4 years since the start of MOOCs and the development of online education, which is getting huge, I've been saying that universities are going to devolve into basically certification centres. and I actually didn't pick that. No, certification can be done online as well. Yeah, and I do think that. I think education is going to be, you go to the best and brightest. iUniversity, you know, that started on iTunes a good while back now. So many. Stanford, Harvard Business School, I think they put a lot of stuff up, all free content. There's so many resources for you to get your knowledge, because at the end of the day, knowledge is, it's almost like all forms of information, it's just becoming free. And if it's free, what use are universities? Well, universities still have their place for certification, so I thought, but this conversation, this interview, made me realise that may not be the case. Universities still have a place for the hands-on, practical parts of education. They certainly have their place for research. They are definitely have their place for contacts, and I think probably that may be one of the most important aspects of universities, is the people you meet and the understanding of the way the world operates and being able to negotiate your world after you leave university. I think that's probably the most profound aspect of university education, of which I don't have. It didn't work out that way for me. I was one of those personality types and in that particular generation where the schooling system didn't really know what to do with me. I've met many me's in my time, people who didn't fit that paradigm, that particular sausage factory, and we didn't find our way through it, so got spat out of it. Like I said, met many, many people similar to myself who didn't survive schooling in that regard, let alone go on to university, for most of us. But if things had been different, I think it would have been wonderful to go to university, study something like material science. I reckon I really would have resonated with that. To be coming up with uses for things like graphene, this new single molecule carbon material that they've discovered because it exists in nature. You know, imagine being able to use that, come up with new batteries and whatever. It'd be fascinating. I would have probably really enjoyed that if I had have only been directed in that direction when I was going through school, instead of just basically giving up. Fortunately, I got a good apprenticeship, so all was not lost. I wasn't completely left in the scrap heap. But I think, compared to the late 70s, universities are and have and will be changing significantly. I don't think all of them are going to survive. I think they're going to disappear, merge, or transform in very significant ways. I've been saying for quite a while to all of my friends that if it can be broken down into data and transferred, which basically information and knowledge is, your job is not necessarily secure. And I include things like engineering and doctoring and accounting and a lot of fairly high-end professions at the moment. I don't think they're necessarily going to be surviving the near future. I think the careers that are probably going to have real longevity are going to be service industry careers, which are going to be things like, well, in medical, it's going to be things like nurses are going to have more of a career than I think doctors. These aren't absolute statements. Of course, you're still going to need doctors. But maybe we won't need as many doctors. Maybe there'll be a lot of analysis done by technicians. I think the personal, hands-on, one-on-one approach, like a waitress or a waiter, wait staff, that's a better term, are probably going to have more validity in the digital future than an engineer. Yeah, things like engineering, after all, are basically maths. Maths, just punch in the numbers and let the equations get spat out. And it's going to mean that the really insightful people who know what questions to ask are going to be the ones who have the career in those industries. Anyway, what would I know? What would I know? So that was really fascinating interview to listen in on and understand a little bit of what's happening at the pointy end of digital education. I've also been enjoying listening to a very good friend of mine who would I would like to recommend to everybody in the community, because I know there's a smattering of you out there who listen to me, you might want to check out The Real Adam on Audioboo, Adam Daniel Mazzei. Adam's a very good mate of mine, actually. He's been in my world since about 2007 when I got on Twitter. We became Twitter friends, and then I met him on a spare of the moment. I have mentioned him before on Audioboo. We hung out in Prague, and he showed me great hospitality and showed me all around Prague and educated me to the history of the Golden City. And he stalks me somewhat and in my audio productions. And in 2012, we actually shared some accommodation in Berlin and got to know each other again at a very good, deep level. He's a good mate, a good mate. He's got another spin on it, hasn't he? Like all of us, different way of looking at the world. He's a Canuck in Toronto. Toronto. Got to say it right, Toronto. None of this Toronto. So, yeah, he's a Canuck, and he's just got a different view on the world, and he's got a pretty good understanding. Knows a lot about film, so he might even share some of his thoughts about film from time to time. But he's The Real Adam on Audioboo, and he's been on Audioboo for over a year, but he just hasn't been utilising it. And just lately, he's been putting out a few Audioboos, and I'd like to encourage you to go and say g'day to him and friend him. You might learn a few things. Well, I do. Maybe you will too. What else has been happening for me? I'm back into work, and work's been pretty good. You know, I've had 2 weeks off. Pretty happy with that. Feel refreshed and revitalised. Glad to get back to work. I've mentioned it before. 100% work or 100% digital doesn't really suit me these days. I like to have the light and shade, a bit of both. So having 2 weeks off, I was pretty well satisfied. Glad to get back to work. I know by Friday I'll be glad to be off work. But I want to try and get that balance a little bit better. This year I don't have any specific goals because I'm not big into goals. I'm not big into that because I think that unless you're very, very, very clear on what you want, and I have been a few times in my life, like building a house, but even being very clear, my time frame slipped from 1 year to 10 years, so because of all that sort of thing, I'm a little bit hesitant to embrace goals because often, especially in my life these days, I've got to zig and zag as opportunities arrive. And frankly, if somebody offered me a trip to Abu Dhabi to do something that suits what I want to do in life, I'd probably jump on a plane and go tomorrow. I like that free-form part of life. But at the same time, I am trying to push it in the digital path. 2012, when I came back from Berlin, was a year of basically picking myself up and dealing with the shock of being in such dire straits. Last year was very much a recovery year, and I have recovered, and I'm feeling a lot better financially and physically and emotionally and health-wise. That's really good. This year is all about some serious consolidation. And with that, I mean, I basically want to clear the debts that I've accrued over the last 7 or so years. And I won't get back to where I was. That money's gone. It's burnt. I'll never get that back. But I want to clear the debts. And I want to get myself fit. I'll get back to you in a month or three when I have something to report. I'm not going to tell you what I'm up to. And I want to get myself back to being in a particular health state that I'm used to, which is godlike. So I'll let you know how things develop once I get a little bit further downstream. In amongst that, I want to try and resurrect some dormant digital activities that I haven't been pursuing heavily. Frankly, Audioboo's been the heaviest digital content I've been producing of late, other than a few opportunities like when I went to Canberra in February last year with my daughter. I had an opportunity to crank out my digital skills for that, but I intend to get underway with some digital production again this year. I've just got to motivation's not quite the right word. It's sort of like trying to set up a timeline and strategy and specifics of what I want to do, and I'm not quite sure about that yet. And I'm very, very close to it, and I've got quite a long list of ideas. I've just got to sit down with a big cup of coffee and really mull it over and grab my recorders and get out there and do it. And hopefully that will happen in the next fairly short while. I'd like to thank the people who've been sending me some messages, my personal messages, DMs, if you want to call them that. I really appreciate that. It's been nice to have the background chat with different people about certain topics. It's been really heartwarming. Thank you to everybody. I love those personal messages. Yeah, quite lovely. I love the whole community, actually. It's spectacular. And that's about it for the moment, I think. Oh, that's right. Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler to you, and Bernie have been talking. And Paul Armani also mentions it from time to time, the efficiencies in work, how to strategize your day. I don't really play those games at the moment. There's really very little need for me because, again, I don't have rigid focus, and when I go to work, it's all just laid out for me. Here's a job, go and do that again. It takes 2.5 days to do, so I don't have to block out my time or anything. But I am somebody who can be very dedicated and very on task and very follow processes. I'm quite good at that. And I actually miss it. I actually miss not having a list of strategies to go through the day. And I listen to what Phil was saying in particular, and I just let it wash over me. And I go, I'd really like to go and play in that world and have timelines and deadlines. And not that I don't have deadlines at work, I do, but I don't have that busy confusion of digital production. When I was doing Create Your Life Story, my podcast, which is now all wrapped up and just sitting as a static site, I was very, very good. Monday I would start and I would do all my prep, and Tuesday was my record and edit day and publish day, and then the other days I was doing all the background stuff. I was very good at it, and I quite enjoyed having my lists of tasks and landing on days where I wanted certain things done. It was great fun, and I quite enjoyed it. And that level of, what would you call it, regular strategy of organising things to be done, I quite enjoyed. And it would only take me a moment of getting it back into the regular production cycle to fall back into that, and I'd quite enjoy it. And I will take a leaf out of Bernie and Phil's books for how to do that. I think some of those ideas they're coming up with, some of the tools they use, are really quite clever. And I look forward to using that. So it's good to listen in on the conversations. I've also been enjoying a great deal the first job experiences, the factory experiences. I've done very little factory production line work. I think I went to the Smith's Crisps factory for one day. I think I was only there one day. A bit of casual labouring I did 20-something years ago. Never really done the factory thing. Done a few pretty shitty trade jobs, but they're very different to factory jobs. At least there's a little bit of creativity in even the shittiest of trade jobs. But when it comes to factory work, from what I saw that particular day, just standing there and filling cartons with packets of crisps, it didn't drive me spare. But I love people who do it for a living. I really do. I met a woman when I was at the Smith's factory, actually, and she was a qualified accountant, and she didn't want to work in accounting. She wanted to stand on a production line filling boxes with packs of chips, because she could stand there beside her friends and talk about what was on TV last night and what they're doing with their kids. And that sort of gossiping, conversational routine really, really suited her, even though she was a qualified accountant and probably earned five times more money. It wasn't important to her. And I thought, well, good on you, sweetheart. You've identified who you are and what you love, and you're now doing it. And I applaud people who find that place in their life. It's irrelevant what you're doing. I think she's far better off than some barrister who's just brain dead and earning a gazillion dollars. I really admire her. Well, thanks for hanging around. It's 20 minutes. That's way too long for just a rambly boo. So thanks for hanging around this long if you've stayed. I just felt like having a chat and didn't have anybody to talk to this evening. And considering the amount of exercise, I don't even know why I'm out for a walk. But it's still nice to come out in this beautiful weather and enjoy the fresh air and chat with some friends. Thanks, everybody. And as somebody would say, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now.